Top of the hour, top of the morning to you, Tuesday the 19th of November, and coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style. Time for a look at your top stories at the top of the hour, brought to you proudly by PSG Wealth Bellito, the name you can trust. With the news bulletin, I'm Mike Charles. Good morning. An official rescue team is expected to begin work on Tuesday to haul an unknown number of illegal miners back to the surface at an abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein. Hundreds, if not thousands, of so-called Zama-Zamas, or illegal miners, are refusing to resurface from a disused shaft at the old Buffelsfontein mine in the northwest in a tense standoff with law enforcement. As police double down on the fight against illegal mining in the area, it's believed they're hiding out in fear of arrest. In the past month, over 1,000 illegal miners have been arrested in the province as part of Operation Valam Gordi. MEC for Community Safety in the northwest, Vessels Morweng, said that an official rescue team is expected to establish the number of illegal miners still underground and the equipment needed to roll out the rescue plan today. Meanwhile, in other news, the Special Investigating Unit, the SIU, has secured a preservation order against assets owned by former ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe's company, EnviroMobi. The assets include a house in Johannesburg's luxurious estate of Steyn City and a Porsche 911. This is in connection with Mabe's corruption allegations involving a 27 million rand tender that was allegedly awarded to his company irregularly in 2017. During his bail application, Mabe told the court that he earned 25,000 rand per month and further suggested that he lived in Randburg with his family. The SIU, which has been investigating his case, found a property in the luxurious Steyn City estate and a Porsche 911 Carrera GTS out of hundreds of properties on the market at Steyn City. Eyewitness News reported that the cheapest that could be found was a one-bedroom apartment worth 2.2 million rand. Meanwhile, in other news, Electricity and Energy Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa said that the plan to include small modular reactors in the energy mix was still alive in South Africa. Ramakgopa was responding to the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, in a written parliamentary reply on how far the country was from building its own small modular reactor. Ramakgopa also told Parliament that the 200 billion rand 20-year car powership project for emergency power had been terminated and was no longer an option. And in international news, Russia says that the use of U.S. long-range missiles by Ukraine will lead to an appropriate and tangible response. Such an attack inside Russian territory would represent the direct involvement of the United States and its satellites in hostilities against Russia, a foreign ministry statement said. U.S. President Joe Biden approved the use of the missiles on targets in Russia in a major change of U.S. policy 2 months before he is due to leave the White House. It's not clear if his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, was consulted or whether he will stick by the decision, having promised to end the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's the news for now on Radio Life and Style. The bulletin brought to you proudly by PSG Wealth Bellito, the name you can trust.
Uncertain times can be difficult, but with the right guidance, you can achieve financial success. I'm Marna Steenkamp from PSG Wealth Bellito, and I'm proud to be part of one of the largest advisory networks in South Africa. At PSG Wealth Bellito, we believe in offering advice tailored to your individual needs and goals. That's why our professional team of financial experts will work closely with you to find the right approach. Let us help you take the next step on your wealth journey. Contact us today on 0860-88-8810 or stop by at our offices at Sambiti Office Park. Together, we can turn uncertainty into opportunity. PSG Wealth Financial Planning is an authorized financial service provider.